Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. What is going on? Hey, hey, welcome to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, a safe space for Black women that are doing the work, the intentional work of healing. If this is your first time checking me out, hey sis, I'm so glad that you're here. And if you've been rolling with me for a while, I'm ecstatic that you just are rolling with me like that, all right? So I'm going to try to make this episode short, but y'all know how I'll be talking. So what you want to do is go ahead and get your tea, get your coffee, light a candle, settle in, get your journal. Maybe there'll be something here that you want to take a note on, or it might cause you a little bit of reflection as I talk today. So I want to talk about how self-care is not a quote-unquote magic pill, okay? But before I do that, two things. So the first thing is I always try to come here and let you know what type of self-care I did the week prior. And I'm going to tell you two things, okay? But I'm already laughing because this is hilarious. The first thing's not hilarious. The first thing is one. Actually, these are both wonderful things, okay? These are both wonderful things, but I just got to work myself up to talking about this second thing. It's not anything bad, promise. So the first thing that I did for self-care in the last few weeks is, I'm pretty sure I had talked about this before as far as something that I wanted but didn't have, and that is a weighted blanket. Yeah, your girl got a weighted blanket, finally. I've had it now for, gosh, it's been over a week. I want to say maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago I got it, somewhere in there in the last 1 to 2 weeks. And I got the queen size, in case that makes a difference. And so let me back up. If you're not familiar with a weighted blanket, how about I start there? Girl, I'll just be jumping all over the place. Okay. So if you're not familiar with a weighted blanket, sis, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to get your entire life, especially if you, first of all, if you're single, okay, you need a weighted blanket. I'm just going to tell you that right now. If you are single, sis, you need, oh, like if you don't have nobody to like cuddle up to in bed, you need a weighted blanket. Like touch is so important. And sometimes as single women, if you're single, and sometimes even if you're in a relationship, sometimes you don't get touched as often as humans should. I'm not even talking about like sexual touches, okay? Which, well, I'm not gonna even go there. But I'm not necessarily talking about sex and sexual touches or that type of intimacy. I'm just talking about human, you know, like skin to skin or contact or just touching another person or rubbing shoulders or getting a hug. Those kind of everyday things that help us to realize that we are humans and we have feelings, right? Touches can make you feel happy. Touch can make you feel inspired. Touch can help you when you're grieving. Touch can just help you to feel loved and safe, right? There's nothing better than getting a big old, at least this is my truth right here. There is nothing better than getting a big old hug from, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just something about human touch. And I'm sure there are countless studies and things like that I did not take the time to read, but I'm telling you, I know what this is, facts.
touch is important. That's why I have mentioned before, make sure you're getting your massages and things like that. But back to the weighted blanket. This thing is life. Now, how they do a weighted blanket, in case you're not familiar, is, so obviously you know what a blanket is, right? Yes, of course. The weighted blanket is different because whereas an average comforter or blanket may weigh, let's just say 5 pounds. I don't know what the exact weight is, but let's just say 5, 6, 7 pounds, right? A weighted blanket goes even beyond what the average weight of a blanket is, and it's done intentionally. It's because it wants to elicit this feeling of being soothed under the weight of this blanket at night, right? Like, imagine if you were to swaddle a baby. That's the closest thing I could think of. You know, when you swaddle babies like a burrito and they're not flailing around and they're all snug like a little bug in a rug. That's a weighted blanket. It's like being swaddled in a burrito for adults. That's the easiest thing I can think of right there. You are being swaddled with love in this blanket, like you're being wrapped in a little burrito, right? Do you get it? So the blanket that I got is the queen size, and they have different weights. So depending on how much you weigh, they say your blanket's going to be about 10% of your body weight, plus a few pounds. That's the average I've been seeing. So actually, I got the 20-pound weighted blanket. And real talk, I wish I would have gotten like the 25-pounder. Because I really like that weight. It just does something to my body. Like when I put the cover on, and it's heavy. The 20-pounder is heavy. You don't think that 20 pounds is heavy in this blanket, but it is. It really is. And I think a part of the reason why it's so amazing because it's that weight is that, like, if you tend to like flap around at nighttime and flail about, like, I'll tell you, like, I am a really weird sleeper. Maybe that's why I'm single. I don't know, girl, but I'm a really weird sleeper. And so sometimes I will even sleep. You know how a bed is vertical? I will sleep like horizontal on the bed, or I'll wake up and I'm horizontal. Don't ask. Don't try to make logical sense out of what I'm saying right now, but I'm just telling you my truth. So the first night that I used the weighted blanket, and usually I like wake up and go to the bathroom like once or twice a night because I'm drinking like a lot of water at the wrong time of the day. That first night, I didn't wake up at all. I woke up the next morning and I was just like, oh my God. I really cannot explain to you how amazing it feels mentally, physically, whatever, to be snuggled and weighted down by this blanket. It's almost like a hug. That's the only way I can describe it. A hug in burrito form. I don't know. But I really, really want you to check out this weighted blanket if you've never had the opportunity to experience it. And this is not a plug for any blanket in particular. I did do a lot of research because you know how I am. I found an option on Amazon, and that's where I ordered from. I'll put the link in the bio, link in the show notes if you want to check it out, just to see which one I got. And so far, like I said, I've had it for like a week or two. So far, so good. I can tell you that some people have made complaints just in general for all weighted blankets that because the material on the inside usually is like, glass beads or something, very, very small, super small glass beads. And like if the stitching is not done right, you'll notice like some beads are escaping. I haven't experienced that. Hopefully I don't experience that. But like I said, I'm happy to show you which one I got, give you some ideas, and also just to maybe read up more on weighted blankets. So hopefully you find that helpful. So again, I will put that in today's show notes. Second thing that I want to share now, this is funny. Maybe it's not funny to you, but it's funny as hell to me, all right? There's a lot of things in my life I have not done yet. I ain't gonna sit up here and pretend that I am the most experienced person, that I've done all the things, that I've lived all the life, and I've traveled here, there, and everywhere, and I've tried everything, and I've, you know what I'm saying? Like, I I have a lot of living to do. Granted, I am in my late 40s, and I realize that. But I think that's a beautiful thing. No matter what your age is, there's always, you know, life to be lived. There's always something to be explored. There's always something new to be tried if you're open to it, right? And I don't care if you're in your 20s, your 40s, your 60s, your 80s. As long as, God willing, we are still above ground, our hearts are beating, you know, we've got just vitality in our bodies. There's always something new that we can be experiencing just to see what that side of life is like, if that makes sense. So what had happened was, I'm just going to say it because it's not even a big deal, honestly, but it's funny. Y'all, I tried edibles. Yes, your girl did. That was another form of self-care for me in the last few days, actually. Yeah. So here's the thing. I am like super, I used to always be like super Christian nerd, okay? You know I love Jesus. Plus, I was scared to death that if my mom found out I did anything, like she would literally kill me. You know what I mean? So I was just super judgy, super follow the rules, and you know, I can't even explain it. I was just like super judgy and super just high. Like they used to call me L7. One of the guys that I, you know, messed around with, he called me an L7, which means a square, obviously, you know that. And that was my life for a very long time. I was scared to do things. I didn't really do things outside of the box. I just was, you know, a good little soldier and tried my best to stay in line and not make any waves and people please and stuff my emotions down, stuff my anger down, just like stuff it away, stuff it away, stuff it away. But then you see where I am now in my 40s, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that, you know, I have right now to be able to explore self-care and ease and rest and what liberation and freedom feels like for me, because I didn't feel like I was empowered to do that before. I didn't think I was worthy of that before. I just thought I had to get along, fall in line, do what was expected, do the right thing as much as possible, and just kind of push me to the side. Can you relate to that? Because that's literally been my life for a very long time. Yeah, that's just been my life. So anything new that I am doing now is just, you know, it's like an experience for me, and I'm here for it. So, like I said, tried an edible. Now, you might be wondering, girl, you ain't never smoked ever in your life. I can tell you, I have, kinda, but not really. Ugh. So, I had tried it once before, probably back in like, maybe like 2013, 2014, I'm not sure of the year. I don't even think I got buzzed. I don't remember if I did or not, but it was just like, nah, you know what I mean? I didn't feel like anything had really happened. So that was like a long time ago. And then most recently, when I went to Atlanta, you know, with my girlfriends, someone pulled out their pen. I hit it a few times because I was in the group setting and I felt like it was safe for me to, you know, try this again. I was all excited and ready to go, and womp, 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 again, felt absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it wasn't so much that I wanted to feel quote unquote high. I just wanted to know like what the feeling that other people have felt. Like I just wanted to experience that. I wanted to experience that freedom, that, you know, like just not feeling like there was any stress, any cares, any worries, just for a small amount of time. I just wanted to see what it was like. And so I was so disappointed when I felt nothing. And I promise you, I inhaled properly, held it, you know, did all those things several times, and felt absolutely nothing. So I was like, okay, there must be something wrong with me, obviously. Because I take CBD, you know, the full spectrum, which does have a smidge, like barely nothing there of THC, which is, you know, what gives you that high effect. And you know, but I take it more so for like my joints and to feel just even keeled and not to feel high, which I, you know, obviously you don't get high from CBD, or at least I haven't. I can't speak for everyone else, but it was just more so just to help me just, you know, be able to just stress less, if that makes sense. And so it's just been a part of my daily routine for quite some time, honestly. So I was speaking with a friend and he was telling me about edibles, and I was just like, oh God, you know, here's something else for me to try, because I had wanted to try it and I had been thinking about it. So when he mentioned it, I was like, oh God, this is a sign. Let me try it. So I rushed out to the little, are they called dispensary, whatever they're called? And y'all, ended up picking up several different types, I think like three. So one night I took one and felt nothing. I was like, okay, great. The next night I opened up another pack, took one, felt nothing. And this is like supposedly 10 megs of milligrams of THC, both of them, right? And the last one I took was like an indica, which is supposed to help you feel calm and relaxed and ooey gooey and all that stuff. Felt literally absolutely nothing. So I'm pretty pissed at this point. Like, what is wrong with my body? What is happening here? But y'all, I have seen the light. On day three, okay, and this was going to be my last, like, I was like, I'm done with this after this, because them gummies ain't cheap. Like, $20 for 10 little things, you know what I'm saying? I had bought like three different types. So I was like, if this doesn't work, I'm tapping out, because I don't need it, obviously, right? And I was thinking maybe it's because I'm not like super bouncing off the wall. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, maybe it's, that's why. Like, I'm already, I mean, not always, but for the most, I don't want to say for the most part, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, I try to just be cool. You know what I mean? So I was like, well, maybe that's why it's not doing anything. I don't know. I don't know what the science is behind it. So I was going to give up. But y'all, I took that third brand, and I took it, I think, around 11:30 in the morning. And I did that because I needed to have a certain amount of time, because I knew I was going to have to drive that night. So I was like, if I do it early in the day, ain't nothing going to happen anyway, but at least I'll have some time to, you know what I'm saying, be good by 6-7 o'clock at night or whatever. So I went on ahead and took the edible, and that was around 11:30 a.m. I can tell you by 12:15, I was baked, not fried. It was hilarious. Like, this was the first time in my life, on God, at 47 years old, where I finally felt it, okay? I felt like I knew I was, but I was still in control of myself at the same time. It was just really weird. But everything I was doing was very slow. And actually, I wrote in my journal during that time to document this occasion. And when I went back and read my notes, I cracked up, because towards the end, it was just like gibberish. And I remember how I was trying to write. It was taking me so much focus just to even write in my journal. It was a trip, literally. And that was just from 10 milligrams of this, or the gummy, you know. So that was interesting. And my point of telling you this is, number one, you know, when it comes to self-care, I'm not saying that I'm going to do everything, because I know myself. I'm not going to do everything. There's just certain things I know that I will not do. And that's just based on like my values and just who I am as a person. But when I have the opportunity to try something that's going to take me out of my comfort zone, even just a little, I feel like I'm going to go for it more often than not, right? And I'm so glad that I did this. I know that may sound insane, and I'm not advocating for you to go and do what I just mentioned that I did. But something interesting happened, you know, while I was going through that situation. And what it was is, I went to the bathroom and I looked in the mirror. And how can I explain this? Let's take a break right here.
Who showed you that it was okay to aim high and go for your dreams while also just being yourself? For me, it was radio host Big Boy, Oprah, and KTLA news reporter Gail Anderson. In part, these people are the reason why this podcast specifically exists. This is the power of Black representation in media. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is more than a podcast. It's a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where every voice is as distinct and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In this collection, you'll find stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. Each episode, a living account of what it means to be Black today. From the intricate narratives of The Wire to the wisdom of Michelle Obama and the urgent call for reparations, Black Stories, Black Truths really is the truth. Space wasn't always made for our perspective, so NPR's new collection is necessary as it celebrates the richness of the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Feeling more grounded and relaxed is Black girl peace for me. And so I really need that while doing things like tackling my to-do list or even braving this crazy LA traffic. If you know, you know. So something that helps me tap in is Recess Mood. It's a delicious sparkling water made to enhance your relaxation time and mood without any alcohol involved. So what you will get instead is real fruit, mood-lifting magnesium, and stress-balancing adaptogens. And again, no alcohol plus no added sugar. So I've tried all the flavors and I really, really like strawberry rose. It's like a little burst of peace in the middle of chaos because, again, for real, navigating this Cali traffic is insane. Now, Recess Mood is not only my go-to for staying balanced while on the go, but it's also good for chilling at home too. It's like having a little slice of relaxation right in the palm of your hand. So next time you need a little pick-me-up without the alcohol, without the hangover, give Recess Mood a shot. It's been a fantastic addition to my routine. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/self-care and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
Okay, I'm back. So I looked in the mirror, and I'm trying to figure out how to explain this to where it makes sense. But it was like I knew it was me, but it was like I was looking at myself through someone else's eyes. Does that make sense? And for the first time in a long while, I felt like absolutely unquestionably beautiful. It was crazy because I was able to see myself without any judgment. I was able to see myself without any sense of shame. I was able to see myself as just a beautiful human being. And so my face, it just looked different. And the only thing that I can equate it to is that that is what my face looks like to other people. Does that make sense? But when we see our reflections in the mirror, we have this idea of what we look like. We have this idea of the type of person we are. We have this idea of all the quote unquote bad things that we've done. And, you know, all of that stuff that like all that heavy shit, excuse my French, that brings us down. That to me is what we see in the mirror every day. Are you following me? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? So when I saw myself in the mirror during that time, again, I have to make it very clear. I know that it was me. I know that I was looking at myself. It wasn't like I was having some type of auto body experience or thinking that I was someone else. Please, that it's not any of that, okay? I knew that it was me. I knew I was me, whatever. But again, how I saw myself, it was like I was seeing my face for the first time as maybe someone else would see me. And all I could see was my beauty. All I could see was my beautiful features, my beautiful face, my beautiful skin. Like my face just looked a little different. It was weird, but in a good way. And so I'm thankful that I did take that edible, because it allowed me to see myself without the perspective that I already have. It allowed me to see myself without the lens that I see myself through every single day. And this is not to say that I don't love myself and think I'm beautiful. I do think that I'm beautiful. But there's a difference between like thinking you're beautiful, I don't want to say out of obligation, but after going through a bunch of like stuff just to finally get to that place, versus just not even having the trauma perspective, not even having that lens over your eyes, not seeing yourself through a filter of your pain and all the things you've experienced and, you know, the good times too. But like just, it was like I was seeing myself just for the very first time, like truly seeing myself for the very first time. And it was beautiful. It honestly was. It was just an amazing experience. And I'm so thankful for it. So now you may be wondering, so will I be doing them again? Honestly, I don't know. I really can't say. If I do, it may be like a once a week or maybe once every couple of weeks or once a month. Or I don't really know. Because again, the point wasn't necessarily for me to get high. It was just for me to be able to just relax and just be, if that makes sense, and doing it in another way, just to see what it felt like. And boy, did I feel it. I definitely felt it. So that is what I did for self-care this week. Don't forget about that weighted blanket, girl. I promise you, if you like to snuggle in bed, this thing's going to be a game changer for you. Or on the couch, this is going to be a game changer for you. I promise you. So yeah. So that's that on that. Now, let's go ahead and get on to the show. Yeah. Ooh, girl. So this is actually very short, but I just want to make a point. The point of this podcast episode is very short this week, okay? Because I know that we have Thanksgiving. And by the way, I hope that, you know, whenever you listen to this, if it's the week of Thanksgiving, the week after, or even in 2023, that you're in a good place, that you feel safe, you feel secure, you feel loved, you feel appreciated. If you're going to visit family for the holidays, or if you're choosing or not choosing, you know, to stay home, either with friends and family or alone by yourself, whatever this holiday is for you or this holiday season is for you, I hope that you get whatever it is that you need. I know the holidays... can't even say holiday. The holidays, no, I'm not high, okay? The holidays can be very hard. All kidding aside, they can be excruciating for some of us. It can bring up a lot of pain from the past for a lot of us. And it can be confusing too, because it's like you got to see family that you haven't seen in a long time. There might be some dirty laundry being, still haven't, you know, been addressed or things like that. So, or you just may choose not to celebrate at all because of just what the holiday means for the indigenous people that were on this land before we were. This holiday just means a lot for different people. So I just want to meet you where you are and let you know that whatever this season means for you, I just hope that it's giving you everything that you want and deserve. And I mean that 1,000,000%. You are valuable. You are worthy. You are amazing. And, you know, you deserve the best. You really, really do. So hopefully you hear my heart and that the message lands in a good place with you, okay? But my point was not to talk about the holidays. I think I did an episode already on the holidays last year or the year before. But I wanted to share something from a book that I read recently, and it's called A Gentle Reminder by Bianca Spadaccino. I hope I said her name right. I believe it's maybe Italian. But again, it's called A Gentle Reminder, and the author's name is Bianca Spadaccino, or Spadaccino, S-P-A-R-A-C-I-N-O. And this is a really, really beautiful book. It talks about healing and self-love and just all that good stuff that we need to be reminded of from time to time, or maybe even more frequently than that. It's a short read. I think I got it on Audible, and it was maybe 3 hours or something like that. I don't know what the Kindle version would be, because, you know, I'm an Audible girl, Audible kind of girl. But I loved it. And what caught my eye is that there was I didn't get the quote, but she said something kind of towards the end of the book about self-care and about how self-care is, it's not like an end-all be-all. To me, my takeaway is like self-care is not a magic pill. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Because I think that a lot of us feel like once we start, you know, practicing self-care, once it becomes a part of our life and we're doing it consistently, that now self-care is a magic pill, and that everything's going to be perfect and everything's going to be okay. As far as again, it's just this magic pill that fixes everything. And as much as I want to believe that about self-care, because I know how important self-care is, I just wanted to let you know that it's not necessarily a magic pill. And so if you've been feeling like, you know, I've been practicing self-care, and my life is still, you know, feeling like it's chaotic, or my life feels like things have barely gotten better, or my life feels like, I don't know, I'm just barely keeping it all together, right? I don't want you to feel like you're doing self-care, quote unquote, wrong. Because it's not a magic pill. What I find that, at least for me, first of all, self-care is different for everyone. But what I find for me is self-care doesn't make my life perfect. Self-care doesn't make things perfect. What it does is it allows me to show up in all situations as my best. It allows me to feel my feelings. It allows me to feel safe in my body, which has been a long time coming. For me to be able to tell you I feel safe in my body, I feel safer in my body than I probably ever have. Just over the last few years, I've finally gotten to that place. And again, I'm in my late 40s. That should tell you something. Self-care allows me to grow and expand and do things I never thought I would be able to do, right? It allows me to be more resilient when I'm going through a lot of stuff. And by resilient, I don't mean like strong Black woman. I don't know. It's not so much that it allows me to be strong Black woman. Actually, it allows me to understand that I can be resilient and soft at the same time. I can be resilient and need help at the same time. I can be resilient and have all the feelings at the same time. I can be resilient and, you know, take and feel like I need to grieve or process emotions or get help, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, That's what self-care does for me. So again, it's not this magical pill where now that you have a regimen and routine, and if you do, girl, I'm so proud of you. And I'm proud of you too if you're just now getting started and you're just trying to figure out your way. I'm proud of any type of progress that you've made at all whatsoever. I don't care how minute you might think it is, because it all makes a difference. But I don't want to leave you with the impression that now, for example, that I have been doing self-care for some time, that, you know, life, I can handle anything that comes my way, or I can do anything that comes my way now, or life is perfect now, and I'm all of those things. Like, that's not what it is. It's just this quiet sense of security within myself, if that makes sense, that self-care has allowed me to uncover. It has allowed me to uncover things about myself that I'd either forgotten or just never even had the time to learn about myself. Self-care allows me to be in relation with myself or in relationship with myself. I am starting to feel like my own best friend. Maybe that sounds nuts, I don't know, but I think that we should be our own best friends, right? I feel like we should. And yes, we definitely need people. We need community. We need to not always be in our heads and be inside of ourselves, right? But self-care even allows me to open up to have relationships with other people. It's like, first you have to take care of yourself and be a friend to yourself before you can really be a good friend to someone else, right? I feel like when we have not been tending to our needs, but we do tend to the needs of other people, like our friends and things like that, it's like, it makes me wonder, why are we doing that? Is it because we're people pleasing and we want someone just to accept us because we can't accept ourselves? And so we go out of our way and bend over backwards to support people that we love, of course. But we're not doing it. We think we're doing it from a place of, you know, love and feeling good. But deep down, that may not be true. Without self-care, without tending to your garden, without, allowing yourself to feel safe and secure within your own body. Sorry, they're drag racing up and down the street, apparently. But without those things, I find that, at least for me, when I was supporting other people, but not loving myself, accepting myself, taking care of myself, showing up in an authentic way, the type of care that I was giving was, on the surface, it was nice, of course, but it was coming from a place, I was giving up from a place of either obligation or, man, I really hope these people like me, or I really hope this person likes me, or I really hope this person wants to date me. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't coming from necessarily my good actions weren't coming necessarily all the time from a good place. It was more about me feeling unworthy, me feeling needy, me feeling desperate for some type of validation and support and acknowledgement. Does that make sense? So self-care helps me just to center myself. And now I have an awareness behind the things that I do. Now I have just this inner knowing that I'm in a good place, and no matter what comes my way, again, self-care is not a magic pill, you know, doesn't just make everything magically fabulous, but no matter what comes my way, because I am consistent with my self-care, and that includes prayer, meditation, stillness, quiet time, like those kind of things, shadow work, which I'm just now starting, shadow work, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to be doing it for the entire month of December. I'm just now learning and exploring all of that, because I want to have more self-awareness in my life. So if you are a Patreon member, thank you, Patreon members, for your support, number one. I am just giving you a heads up that I'll be posting here and there for the month of December in regards to shadow work. I'll most likely pass along some journal prompts, maybe do a quick little audio or video on what shadow work looks like, feels like for me, what it is for me based on my understanding. So if that's your jam and you want to support the show, definitely feel free to sign up on Patreon at patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. But yeah, doing those things helps me to know that I'm going to be okay no matter what, you know what I mean? And it took a long time to get to that place. And I'm so thankful that I'm here on this journey with you and that I can share some of the things that I'm doing, some of the thoughts that I have, some of my, you know, habits and just routines and thought processes and things like that, that are helping me grow and hopefully helping you grow as well, right? It's really, self-care for me is really about just reparenting and parenting myself and loving myself the way that I fully deserve so that I can go out into the world and not, you know, just be completely obliterated. That's what self-care is for me. It's like a safe space within my body. That's how it feels. And every day it just gets better and better and stronger and stronger. And I feel like with self-care, once your foundation is solid, like there are so many blocks that we have. My biggest block right now, and that has been my biggest block for seemingly ever, is money. And I've talked about it before. I'm not going to go into it today. But we all have different blocks and ways that we self-sabotage. We all have limiting beliefs and things like that. And I feel like with self-care, once you kind of get it dialed in, and not perfectly, by the way, because nothing ever has to be perfect. But once you get it dialed in, it unlocks so much. It's like a new character's unlocked in the game of life. Does that make sense? And so you just kind of level up your character and you go through all the little mazes. I'm thinking of Super Mario Brothers right now. I'm sorry, I can't help it. but you just, you know, you unlock new characters and I don't know. Feel like the more you progress in self-care, like you're doing a work, you are doing an inner healing that your spirit and your soul have been longing for so long, right? And when you start to do that work, other areas of your life will begin to unlock when the time is right. I promise you. It's just sometimes I feel like we're stuck because we're not ready for that next just yet. Maybe it is God protecting us until we're ready. Certain things that we're just like, man, oh man. Like, for example, I'm just going to be real with you, okay? If I was somehow blessed with a house, I would probably screw it up. Maybe not right now today, but maybe old Brie from just like a year ago or definitely years ago, but even maybe like last year, if she would have got a house, she would have been screwed. I would have been happy and feeling quite abundant, but I wouldn't have been able to handle it. I still had a lot of work to do. Does that make sense? So it just wasn't my time. But I am here to tell you, baby, hear me when I tell you, 2023 is going to be lit for me. It's going to be amazing. I don't know. I just feel like some amazing things are going to happen in my life in 2023. I can just feel it. Can you feel it too? Like in your life, do you feel like just the sense of like, oh my God, something amazing's coming. Something amazing's going to happen. Girl, keep doing that self-care. Keep doing that self-care. Keep prioritizing yourself. Keep, you know, allowing yourself to be a safe space for your feelings, allowing yourself to be a safe space just within your body, your emotions, your mind, you know what I mean? Just starting there. Self-care is life-changing. It honest to God is. It is life-changing. And I have just learned so much in the last few years. I've really gotten serious with self-care, but yeah. I just wanted to let you know that, yeah, self-care is definitely not a magic pill. But with that said, I mean, it's not a quick fix. But I can tell you that if you, you know, need more love in your life, more abundance in your life, more ease in your life and flow in your life. Like, I'm looking at several things just so differently now when it comes to like ease and flow. I thought that, for example, because we were just talking about money, but there's different parts of it too. But I thought for a long time that making money had, like, I had to damn near, I don't even know, do whatever just to make money and make ends meet. And I'm learning that that's not the case. But I don't think I would have been ready if I hadn't been working on my mindset, if I hadn't been practicing and prioritizing self-care on a regular basis, right? So you know what you need. You know where you are. You know how you process things. You know what your mood is right now. You know what on the inside needs to be healed or what you're working on. I can't say that. I don't know you in that way. But I can definitely tell you that please keep going. Because the world needs whatever you have locked inside of you. Because I know there's something locked inside. We all have something locked inside of us. Every single one. Every single one of us have something that has not been leveled up yet. Right? And with consistent self-care, that gift that you have inside of you is just going to come busting out of you. You may not think so, but I promise you that little... That gift, not little, but that gift that's inside of you, it's going to come bubbling out one day. You just got to keep, you know, doing your part, which is the work, the intentional work, the healing, right? So that you can love yourself. A gift is not going to be able to come out, right, when it keeps getting weighed down by just us not loving ourselves, us hating ourselves, us struggling, staying in struggle mode, not, you know what I'm saying? Like struggling with our emotions, struggling in different areas of our life, not setting boundaries, not taking care of ourselves, not realizing our worth. Like that's going to be hard for a gift to come out from that. Does that make sense? So I want you to keep doing that work. I want you to keep prioritizing yourself. I really do. If you have any questions, you can always email me at, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, at browngirlselfcare.com. So, man, I said this episode was not going to be long, and clearly it was. I hope that you enjoyed your tea, your coffee. Hopefully you got some good nuggets in your journal after today's episode. But yeah, that's all I have for you today, sis. I wish you an incredible week, no matter what you're doing. I wish you peace and blessings. I love you. And I will see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.